This is the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history. It's been the focus of many news reports, every news report, posts on social media, talk at work, at school. How does something like this impact our psyche? What about our children? Well, joining us live on the KSL Newsline from the Children's Center, psychologist Doug Goldsmith joins us, and we thank you for taking the time. Doug, I'm not even sure where to begin. How about what do you say to the children tonight?
Well, I think the first thing that's really important is the parents just sit down with their kids as they're all, you know, now getting home and probably getting home from activities or even in the car, saying to them, what was the talk at school today? What were they saying on the playground? What were they saying in the hallways? What did you hear in the classes? Because the first thing we want to know is checking out with kids, what are you aware of, for number one? Number two, were you told anything that was just wrong? Because kids come up with a lot of kind of crazy ideas about what happened. You know, the one heard it was a nuclear bomb or some kind of crazy thing. And the parents need to be able to say, that's not what happened. Let me explain to you what really happened.
And how do you explain it? How much do you sugarcoat? How deep do you go into the horror from last night?
Well, I don't think we ever want to go into the horror. The parents need to be protected. And what's important for kids of all ages at this point is still knowing that adults are very much in charge. And I think a really important message from parents is to say, you know, we're monitoring the news. We're monitoring your safety. We're convinced that we're safe, that things are going to be okay. And if that changes, Dad and I will be sure and tell you.
How about if they hear or see specific things on Facebook about the shooting that might scare them?
Well, they probably are seeing that. Today, it's hard to hide any of that from kids. And one of the things that I would say to the children is, when you saw those pictures, when you saw that video, did it make you feel good or was it really upsetting for you? That's an important question, because if the kid says, well, it was really upsetting, it's okay to say to them, then that's why it's important that you not look at it. One of the things that we learned from 911 is that children and adults who were prone to anxiety, who really struggled with worries and anxiety beforehand, had a much more difficult time on follow-up 6 months later getting those images out of their head. So it's really important, whether it's adults or kids, if there's an anxiety tendency, not to be watching this footage tonight.